Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The University of South Alabama has gone crazy. The day before school, they ultimately announced this new so-called transgender policy. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Holly, we received at Liberty Counsel an email from a concerned parent saying that the day before school at the University of South Alabama, they are now have been told that the policy is being changed and they're implementing a so-called transgender policy that literally, in print, on their own webpage, says that boys can use the women's facilities and vice versa, and they have a right to do so.
Yeah, this father is distraught, as you can imagine. His child is a sophomore there, received an email from the associate dean saying the school had recently put in place the edict that the entire campus would adhere to the guidance, quote unquote, put out by the Department of Education, the DOJ, earlier this year about gender neutral bathrooms, changing rooms, etc. And so the day before classes start, this was enacted, and the father's distraught, thinking the timing of this was probably providential so that students could not get a refund.
Yeah, it'd be too late for them to withdraw and get a refund since it was the day before school starts. So, Matt, they also have an FAQ section on their website. Why is this policy being initiated, it says. And so their answer is, well, it's because we have to comply with the Title IX guidance from the U.S. Department of Education and the U.S. Department of Justice, the Obama administration. And they say the University of South Alabama is required, which is a false statement, required to allow individuals to use the restroom or changing facility that is consistent with their gender identity, and it applies to all University of South Alabama employees, students, staff, and visitors. Welcome to all those people who want to commit voyeuristic acts or sexual assaults. They're welcome now at the University of South Alabama.
Yeah, men in the girls' showers. That's what we're talking about here. And that's official University of Southern Alabama policy here. And, you know, let's name names. This was the associate dean here for
Krista Harrell.
Dr. Krista Harrell, associate dean of students and Title IX coordinator. And again, you point out the parents are just outraged. This is the day before school starts, so they can't withdraw and get their full refunds, which I know they're probably expecting backlash. But here's what's amazing to me, Matt. This is clearly indicative that this activist associate dean here wants to do this, and a number of other faculty or staff want to do this, because the U.S. Supreme Court has just signaled a pretty strong signal in blocking a lower court that tried to rule that the North Carolina's law that protects women and children in bathrooms and says that Charlotte cannot open up their bathrooms and showers to potential sexual predators and men. And well, the Supreme Court just put that on hold,
decision. The one in Virginia on hold. And then as a result of that, the Charlotte, North Carolina school
that's what
board,
it is. Yeah, the one in Virginia.
They reversed
on hold.
Themselves
right.
on that stupid policy they were going to start as
so
the beginning
do
of the school
think
year.
Caving for fear of lack of funding?
I think it's both that, plus people just want to do this.
And this is Alabama. It's supposed to be the Bible Belt.
Yeah, but this is academia, so academia is always out of sync, typically with the surrounding rural areas. You know, here on the same website, they say that if you feel you are being harassed for using the restroom or changing facility that is consistent with your gender identity, you are encouraged to reach out for support. It is, if it's an emergency and you are concerned for your safety, you are encouraged to call 911, the university police, or local law enforcement.
Okay, that's a red flag right there.
I mean, you know, here's a guy who, you know, you are, if you're harassed because you, and because listen, this is just so crazy. Listen to some of these other things. What if somebody doesn't look masculine or feminine enough to use a particular restroom? That's the question. So here's the answer. There is no rule that a person must look a certain way to use a certain restroom. This kind of gender policing is harmful, they say.
Oh,
harmful.
Goodness.
It's harmful to look at somebody's physical appearance, and you got a man with some raggedy shorts and a big old mustache and beard, and he wants to walk into the girl's shower room and completely undressed. It's so harmful to say to that man, I'm sorry, sir. You've got the wrong facility.
We have totally lost it.
Is this nuts or what?
Yes.
Totally insane.
And this
is supposed to be
education where you're teaching kids the right thing, right?
No, this is Orwellian. Think about it. Think about it. If one of my daughters is in college at the University of South Alabama.
Yeah, how would you feel about that, Matt?
And she's in there in the shower, and two or three college males come in naked and join her in the shower and start ogling and she screams and runs out of the shower and says, get out of here. What are you doing? She's the one that's going to be disciplined. So they're the victims.
That's right. This thing says that it applies to guests. So anyone who's driving through the University of South Alabama, they have a right now to go into any man, no matter how the man looks, no matter how masculine or male or grungy, whatever he looks, that person can drive through South Alabama's campus and walk into the woman's restroom and just hang out for a while.
You're just opening the door to sexual assault right here.
And just watch these women come in and go. And it's not just the restrooms. If they have shower facilities that they allow these people to go to, they can do the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely absurd. It's unthinkable.
And it is so far out of the legislative intent of Title IX, Matt. When Title IX was written, the definition of sex clearly, and this was what's ironic here, is that Title IX was put in place effectively to protect women from harassment and discrimination. And now Title IX is being used to help and permit men to sexually harass women. It's been completely turned upside down.
Yeah, and here, if in case you're wanting to know what's the definition of gender identity, how one perceives oneself as male, female, or a blend of both or neither. So,
a blend?
So you perceive yourself as neither?
How are you then? A blend?
Are you a vegetable or what is it? Is it a plant?
Are you a fern?
What is it?
Yeah, are you a... Are you a,
so it's how you it's how
are you,
you
a kumquat?
Think
are you
about
a...
yourself when you turn off the lights and you're smoking that weed, whatever. I don't know. It's just so
absurd. You're a duck-billed platypus trapped in a
it's however you think of yourself. So
body.
Yeah, where does it end? Is it if you can think of yourself as neither male nor female, you're just something that's a. It's a whole different category that doesn't exist.
Then why can't you think of yourself as a
young person, an old person, a black person,
well,
a brown
person? Well, of course, if it's
person,
all subjective, and if you're thinking of yourself neither as male or female, I mean, I'm sorry, you're a French fry short of a Happy Meal. I mean, you know, the wheel is spinning, but the hamster's dead.
But in the meantime, guys, we have these parents, like this father who is distraught. He's saying, this is not a civil rights issue. It's a safety and moral issue. He has a daughter here that's being put in harm's way because of this ludicrous policy they've put in place.
Yeah, you know what? We need to, you know, for people that are listening to this and you have these kinds of things, give Liberty Counsel a call. There's a couple of things I think that can be done. One is obviously politically to resist this. The other is to file a lawsuit to stop it. And we have been working on some of those various aspects. And the other is, and this is something that would not be within our parameter, but it would be in the parameter of other attorneys that do these kinds of things. If someone is, God forbid, and they will be, unfortunately, sexually assaulted, harmed by these kinds of policies, file suit and take these facilities to court. Mm-hmm. Because they have created not only a hostile environment, but they've actually knowingly created an unsafe environment. They know it. It's not rocket scientist that is required to figure out that if you tell a man that that man, no matter how the man looks, can go into a woman's shower, undress, or just sit there and watch, changing facility or restroom, and you're expecting nothing bad to happen, then you're on another planet. These people that are harmed, unfortunately, need to take action. This out-of-control process ultimately undermines people's confidence in the system. Continue to pray for Liberty Counsel and this case, and support Liberty Counsel with your prayers and your financial support. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.